I'm Tom Fudge, and you're listening to These Days on KPBS. When you talk about an event that results in mass casualties, it sounds very melodramatic, like you're talking about stuff that just doesn't happen around here. But these things do happen in connection with terrorist attacks, epidemics, natural disasters, and any serious accident that involves lots of people. People who work in medicine need to know how to deal with them unless they're satisfied to just roll the dice and hope it never arrives at their doorstep. During this hour, I'm going to speak with two doctors, Michael Seiss and Jay Doucette. They teach San Diego doctors, nurses, and hospital administrators what it takes to deal with injury and illness on a very large scale. But we're going to start out by talking about a related event that's taking place next Wednesday at a number of San Diego hospitals. It's a mock bioterrorism exercise in which hospitals will learn what they have to do to organize and respond. And joining me by phone to talk about that is Chris Van Gorder. Chris is president and CEO of Scripps Health System. And Mr. Van Gorder, thank you very much.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, Chris, it sounds like the story of next week's exercise begins with two H-46 military helicopters landing on the Scripps La Jolla helipad at 8 a.m. Who gets out of the helicopter and what role do they play in the exercise?
Well, there will be about two dozen law enforcement officers, San Diego PD, and potentially some sheriff's deputies in Class C decontamination suits, disembarking in a hot load to provide protection and support for Scripps Memorial Hospital La Jolla.
And what? And are those the people who are coming out of the helicopters?
Correct.
Okay. Well, what exactly are you responding to? I mean, what's the nature of this bioterrorism scenario?
Well, this is part of Golden Phoenix 2008 that's being coordinated by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol along with San Diego Police and San Diego Fire and the Marines and Scripps Health, UCSD, and others. Actually, a lot of federal and state and local agencies. And it's a three-day drill, practicing several different scenarios. One day is going to be multi-agency response to humanitarian aid response after a disaster. And then July 23rd, the day that we're participating in, is a mock bioterrorism attack in the community where people that think they're ill or ill will surge to the hospital, and it requires protection and security of the hospital by law enforcement and other agencies.
And is that the primary part of the exercise, just doing the things that need to be done to make sure that the hospital is secure?
There's probably three different components that will take place at the hospital. One is going to be securing the total perimeter of the hospital using traffic checkpoints and actually having the law enforcement personnel do all of this while wearing their Class C decontamination gear. It's not something, I mean, they train in it on a regular basis, but not for extended periods of time. And so that's we're going to have them out there in their Class C suits doing traffic control and securing the perimeter of the hospital.
And so if you're driving at 8 a.m. on Wednesday on Genesee, you might expect to be stopped?
There will probably be some traffic issues around 8 o'clock, somewhere between 8 and 9 o'clock on Genesee at the hospital. Second component will be washdowns. Fire department will actually be using their equipment and gear along with the hospital personnel and decontaminating patients or subjects. And then there's going to be a mock emergency room surge by the public that law enforcement has to kind of intervene and protect the hospital and the public. And they're going to train doing those three different scenarios during that 1 hour.
I'm told that some local Marines are going to play the role of the anxious general public.
That's correct. We've got, two CH-46 helicopters coming in supporting the law enforcement, but there will be a lot of Marines volunteering, and they will be the general public and the patients.
My guest is Chris Van Gorder. He's president and CEO of Scripps Health System. What kind of bioterrorism attack are you imagining? Could this be any kind of attack? Are you talking about someone exploded a dirty bomb? What can you say about that?
Well, it's going to be a bioterrorism. It's not a nuclear event of any sort, and it's going to be the type of agent that would require decontamination. But there's different aspects of this three-day, four-day exercise. Some of it's classified that we're not going to participate in. It will involve the federal and local agencies, and other elements that will be public, like the events that will take place at Scripps Memorial Hospital La Jolla and at UCSD.
Chris, why is this important?
Well, I think it's very important for a couple of reasons. When I first came to San Diego about 9 years ago, I remember calling the local police department station and saying, you know, what are your plans in the event of a disaster? And of course, this is really an emergency training event. This isn't a disaster scenario. But we wanted to know what kind of support we would get. And the response we got was, well, you're on your own for about 3 days. Well, post 9/11, a lot of things have changed. I think our public agencies recognize that they're going to have to provide a higher level of support, perhaps, than they had once thought. Hospitals really are a center point and part of the core infrastructure of our community, and really do have to be protected. If you get a terrorist attack, you have a contaminated patient, you can lose your entire hospital for use by the public. And so I think the agencies recognize they need to provide the security and support, and they want to practice and do that in advance. It may never happen. We certainly hope it will never happen, but we have to be prepared just in case.
Well, finally, Chris, in the end, after next Wednesday, what do you think Scripps La Jolla will know that it didn't know before?
Well, probably a lot of things. Number one, how many people, how many law enforcement officers does it really take to secure the perimeter of just one hospital, recognizing we have a lot of hospitals that would need to be protected in some scenarios. We're going to know what our vulnerabilities may be that we need to either put physical controls over, or we're going to have to think about a human response to that. I think we'll be a lot more alert as to the types of situations our patients and our employees would face. So we're going to do probably days of debrief on this, take whatever lessons learned, address those, make plans for those, and then practice again so that, God forbid this ever happens, we are prepared to take care of our community and be here well after whatever incident occurs.
Chris Van Gorder, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chris Van Gorder is president and CEO of Scripps Health System. I'm Tom Fudge. You're listening to These Days on KPBS. The need to treat large numbers.